Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time. I want to talk about one of the two most important times in your family. Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. Mealtime. Mealtime is one of the most important times in your family, and I want to encourage you as parents to make it rich. It is a time where it is not about the food. Yes, you've got to have food, and if you have teenagers, you've got to have a lot of food. It seems that they're continuously hungry, but built into the meal time that the gathering for the meal is the event, and that make that a good place, a safe place that is pleasant. There's always a kind of a haven, so to speak. And it's not a place where we're going to have confrontation at the table and deal with difficult issues. Do that at some other time. Have your table to be the place where it's always at least neutral, and if possible, always pleasant. And so there are some things that you can do, and I want to give you some ideas here of how you can capitalize on the mealtime, because studies have shown that meals together opens up opportunities for your children's future. And it's been studied as to how many meals there are that they encounter with their other family members and what impact it has on their future. And it's always positive, always positive. So this is something simple and easy and something that you can do. So here are some ideas. Make it a tech-free time. I mean, have a basket or a box or have some place that you put all the phones, even your phone, and turn off the TV, turn off whatever it is that can be a distraction, because the people at the table are the main event. They are the entertainment. And so take away the distractions. And so that should be a habit, that when you come to the table, you're coming together. Make it fun. That's the second idea. Think of something like where you have one evening a week that it is after you eat, it's going to be game nights at the table. Make the table the place for the game or the conversation. I would encourage you to have either a joke night where every person that comes to the table brings a joke. It could be one that they've told before. That's okay. You know, especially small children, they're going to want to tell the same joke again, and we just need to learn to enjoy it. It gives a child a practice of telling a story and having it build up to the punchline, and they're not going to get it right all the time, but we can still enjoy them. So what happens whenever the oldest child looks at what the youngest child is saying and that they don't do a very good job? That's a perfect chance to train the older child not to sneer or to have condescending looks or to roll their eyes, but to have empathy and to encourage them and to laugh and to play an adult role for the younger one. So it's an opportunity for things like that. For our family, one thing we did for fun was we read books aloud at the table after we'd finished eating. So it was a kind of a natural part of the meal. It was kind of like our dessert. And so you can have games or jokes, or you can read stories. And so depending on the age, you may even read something from the newspaper. You have something that creates a conversation. So what can you talk about? How do you get children to talk? Well, there are a number of tools, and here's one that we have created. It's called Table Talk, and it's cards that have questions on them, questions that there's no right answer, no wrong answer. It is just starting the conversation. Tell about a time you were afraid. Tell about a favorite book or movie from the last few years. Tell about a time that you or a friend got lost. There are a number of conversation tools out there. We've used ones that others have made. These are one that we have published. And so find something that will help to stimulate the conversation. And they can draw a card. You can put cards under their plates. You can do it any number of ways. But it's the whole idea is that you want everyone to participate. The conversation should be inclusive. Everyone can participate at their level. And that everyone listens to the one speaking. So it's a great training opportunity The mealtime is a pivotal time. It's not just about getting food in their stomach and getting them off to brush their teeth. Make that time rich. So one other thing to wrap this up, it is a time of blessing. Now, I'm not talking about a religious statement, a prayer, having a blessing, but I'm talking about having an attitude of gratitude and training that, and even asking the questions, what is something positive that happened today that you're thankful for? Whenever our sons were doing Boy Scouts years ago, they had something called thorns and roses. At the end of the day, on a hike, they would have thorns and roses. What was the thorn? Something that was not so good, but there always had to be a rose. You had to find the rose. And so whether you call it thorns or roses, whether you call it sweet and sour, I don't know what you're going to call it, but help your children to look for something that was good and to talk about it. So those are some ideas for mealtime, and hopefully this will stimulate you to begin to take charge of the mealtime conversation. And dads, if you're at the table, I would encourage you to be the band director, so to speak, making sure that everyone gets to talk and everyone is listening to the one talking. You know, help to stimulate the conversation. It's not about you talking. It's about you listening to them. It's not time for a lecture. It is time for connection. That is mealtime, and you can do this, and it will change your family. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.